Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and you are now tuned in to the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I'm back in the Peculiar Palace on the mic again this week to not only empower and position you to be all you can be to thrive in your career, but to also give you peculiar strategies that infuse faith to accelerate in your 9-to-5 career journey. Let's jump into the episode. Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and I'm excited to bring to you the Ready, Set, Run That Prayer Back series. And it's so important, you guys, to always be reminded about what you have prayed for in the past, because it's like I always tell people, track your progress, or not even your progress, but track God's progress, right? God is always making progress in our lives, and it's important for us to track it. So what better way to do that than to remind ourselves what God has done for us back then and where we're at right now, right? And so the Run That Prayer Back series originated from when I was listening to a sermon, and the pastor was preaching, and he was just like, I love it how y'all respond saying that again, or run that message back, or run that statement back. And I was just like, I love that. It just really spoke to my spirit. And I was like, we really need to do a Run That Prayer Back series. And also, we're doing it because when I was on maternity leave, if you don't know, now you know, I was on maternity leave for some time, which is why you see the gap in between the podcast back in November to now. It's because I was on maternity leave. So, yeah. But anyways, so enjoy these very special prayers for your career journey. Enjoy them. Meditate on the scriptures that are called out. And elevate yourself in a way that only peculiar people or peculiar professionals such as yourself can. All right, enjoy.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Career Prosperity Prayer Call. I am your host, Crystal Williams. I just want you all to give God a hand clap of praise, a hand clap of praise of wherever you're at. You may be still in the bed, you may be in your car, you may be at work at this point, but wherever you are, just give God a hand clap of praise. Say, thank you, God, for breathing breath, fresh air down my lungs, in my lungs, so I can expand my lungs. Like, we can't take that for granted, right? We can't take for granted that we're here today, we're gathered together, and we are listening in and praying together in regards to this work week. And so I know you all done heard the song that was just played. It was entitled Warrior, Warrior, Warrior. And so I just declare and decree right now that we are all warriors. We are all warriors. I don't know what you may be going through. I don't know what you may have overcome. But I just want to declare and decree right now that you are all warriors. We are warriors in Jesus' name, right? In Jesus' name. And so I'm just going to get right into it this morning, and then I'll discuss other things later because I just feel led to do that. And so in one of the lyrics or a stanza in the song, I want to highlight, it said, "You'll never stop me." And so when I'm saying this, it's like I was envisioning whatever it is that's going on in your life, whatever it is that's trying to prevent you or to depress you or to just stop you from being all God has called you to be in this season, I want you to stare in the faith. It could be you stare fear down, you can stare whatever is going on in your job right now, whatever is going on in your business right now, stare it down and say, "You'll never stop me. I'm a warrior." Like, you have to declare and decree that thing, right? Then it also says, "When I fall down, I get stronger." So when you fall down, don't just stay down. Get back up. get strong. You're getting stronger. I believe when we fall down, that is God's time to, or us, for us to really trust God and rely on God to do what he do best, right? And that is bless us. That is really develop us and mold us into who he has called us to be in a very specific season, right? So when we fall down, we get stronger. The word even says where we are weak, God is strong. Where we are weak, God is strong. And so essentially that's what it's saying. When we fall down, we're what? We're weak. But we get stronger through the process, right? We get stronger when we are being processed. Because when we fall down, it's I always say it's nowhere but up from here. It's nowhere but up from here, because the faith, the type of faith that I have and the type of faith I encourage you to have is that, oh, I'm not going to stay here long. Therefore, it's only up from here. It's only up from here. And when I say it's only up from here, that means we are being processed. That means we are getting stronger, not just physically, but in our faith as well. We're applying pressure to the word. We are applying pressure to the word. And I just see in the chat, Shamika just posted, a wise man falls 7 times, but he gets back up. Amen. A wise man falls 7 times, but he gets back up. And that is Proverbs 24:16. Yes, absolutely. And so then it goes on to talk about in the song, faith is my shield. Your love is the armor. His love is the armor. So faith is my shield. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So therefore, faith is your shield, because as we are going through these times or going through our trials, our tribulations, whether it's in our personal life, whether it's in our career journey, whether it's in our business journey, we must gravitate and hold on to the faith, hold on to God's unchanging hand all the time, and that understand that God's love is our armor. We must put on, look, the armor of God, right? We must put on the armor of God. And so if you don't know exactly what the armor of God, I'm not even going to get into too much detail of that, but just really look it up and find it in the word and do your due diligence there and study that piece. But all in all, we know that we are warriors. We are warriors through Jesus Christ. Through Jesus Christ, right? Warriors through Jesus Christ. And so the scripture I was led to really highlight today is Romans 8:18. Romans 8:18. And the topic that it starts with, it says present suffering and future glory. Present suffering and future glory. And so Romans 8:18 states, I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. I gotta say it again. It says, I consider that our present sufferings, meaning what we're going through right now, are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. So whatever you're going through right now, we may be in the thick of it. We may not even see our way through. It may just be all a fog and we just don't know, you know, left from right, up from down, round and round. We may be feeling like we're just stuck in a cycle. But I just want to declare and decree right now that that is your present suffering. Yes, but it does not compare with the glory that will be revealed in us. So God, in that moment, again, God is processing us to bring out what it is he has put in us. A lot of times we just, you know, go through life, right? But it's some things that God has put in us that need to be pushed out, to that need to be produced. And in order for them to be produced properly, guess what? We have to go through a certain season in our life. A certain season, certain things or present sufferings are going to occur. One of the songs that I played initially when we first got on this morning was entitled No Weapon. No Weapon. So I just declared no weapon in the creed. No weapon formed against shall prosper. No present suffering formed against us shall prosper. It will not prosper. They're going to form. The sufferings are going to come, but they're not going to prosper or penetrate our hearts in a way that is damaging to the fact that we can't trust God for anything, right? It's not going to cause us to not trust God, but rather it should cause us to trust God even more. So for us to lean in a little bit more on God's unchanging hand. God's unchanging hand, and what I mean by an unchanging hand is that God don't flip-flop on us. He don't flip-flop on us. He doesn't waver on his children, right? He doesn't change like man can change. But God is an everlasting God. He's a steady God. He is a consistent God. Somebody that we can always lean on and trust, and know that when we lean on God, guess what? We know that we are victorious by default in whatever sufferings that we are going through. Whatever sufferings we are going through, we just can declare and decree that I know I'm victorious by default. I know I'm a warrior through Jesus Christ. I know that whatever is going on here, it's only temporary. It's only temporary. And I just pray that God will give us the endurance, to give us the strength, give us the courage to get through whatever our present sufferings may be. Whatever it is. And I just declare and decree right now, but I just feel this in my spirit so bad. It's just that it's somebody listening, somebody on this call that just like, I hear what you're saying, but I just really don't believe right now in this moment. And so I just want you to say right now with me, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. I'm going to say that again. Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. And so I believe that when you say that, you're really being vulnerable with God and letting him know, like, Lord, I trust you, but you know, my flesh taking over a little bit. Let's just be real, right? My flesh taking over a little bit, causing me to have these doubtful feelings. But I just want to declare and decree that we take those doubtful feelings, those negative thoughts captive right now and cast them out in the name of Jesus. We take them captive in the name of Jesus right now, because we do not have time. Look, we do not have time to be thinking negative about our situations. Yes, I know negative thoughts may cross our minds. I get it. Been there, done that. However, we can't stay there. We can't dwell there. We can't sup there. We can't, you know, be stayed in that mindset anymore. So we just declare and decree that right now that those thoughts are taken captive. We take authority over those thoughts. We take them captive in the name of Jesus, and we cast them out. We cast them out in the name of Jesus. Look, it's just that simple. It sounds simple, but it's just that simple, right? And we invite in thoughts of positivity. We invite in thoughts of God's promises. We invite in thoughts of God has given us life, and not just life up that any regular life, but life more abundantly. We invite those type of thoughts in. We invite the thoughts of the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Woo! We invite the thoughts of we are more than conquerors. We invite the thoughts of we are warriors in Jesus Christ. So I just pray that you all really lean in on that scripture this week and understand whatever pain you may be going through, whatever feelings that may be, you know, consuming you. I just pray that you understand that your present sufferings are not going to be, or should not consume you, should not consume you. Your present sufferings are not worth, what is the scripture says, this is not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. And another version of the Bible says the pain you have been feeling can't compare to the joy that is coming. It says the pain you have been feeling can't compare to the joy that is coming. Some of us are in our, you know, suffering phase, in the painful phase, but and some of us are in that joyful phase, right? And so, but we want to get to the, we're getting to that joyful phase. We're getting to that joyful phase, right? And the joy is the type of joy, let's just be clear, the type of joy that the world didn't give it, so the world can't take it away. So even though we do go through our present sufferings, our pain and whatnot, we gotta go a little bit deeper, go a little bit deeper and understand truly the God that we serve. And once we do that, guess what, y'all? We will understand that joy was always there. Joy can be found in any given situation, right? Because God can be found in any given situation. So we just, instead of dwelling in our present sufferings, we want to dwell in the joy that is going to be brought out or produced out of the situation. All right? All right, y'all. Let's get into this good word of prayer. Lord, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for your sons and your daughters under the sound of my voice, God. God, we do not take it for granted that we are here gathered today just to say thank you. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for being our Father, our Heavenly Father. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for starting us on our way. Thank you for giving us the ability to operate every limb in our body, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the ability to just breathe, God, in the name of Jesus, and to worship you, and to worship you, Lord, and give you all the praise, all the glory, all the honor, God. God, we thank you right now for your grace, for your mercy, for your favor that is going to fall fresh upon us as we go throughout this work week, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just lift your name on high. God, we thank you for what you are doing within us. We just declare and decree right now that you make all things new. In the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you right now that you will take every negative thought captive right now and send it back to the pits of hell where it belongs, God. God, we invite a spirit of peace within our spirits. We invite a spirit of peace within us, God. Peace that surpasses all understanding, God. God, we invite a spirit of joy, joy within us. Joy the world didn't give it to us, so the world can't take away. So whatever it is that we're facing or may going to face during this work week, God, we ask right now that you comfort us, that you shield us, that you shield us from all the hurt, the harm, or the danger that it may cause us, God. We ask that you shield us right now in the name of Jesus and increase our faith throughout our present sufferings, God, in the name of Jesus, but not to have us dwell on the sufferings, not to have us be consumed by the sufferings, but Lord, have us to focus on the victory, focus on being victorious by default, because we are your children, God. We are your children, Lord. So we just thank you. Thank you for being able to overcome whatever it is that we may be facing, God, in the name of Jesus. And give us the strength, give us the courage to say, thank you, God, in advance for the victorious moment. Thank you, God, in advance for increasing our faith throughout this process. Thank you, God, in advance for giving us supernatural strength to overcome in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, for being who you are. Thank you, God, for simply being who you are. And God, as we increase our relationship or enhance our relationship with you, Lord, as we enhance our relationship with you, we ask that you continuously whisper in our ears what we need to hear and believe. We believe the report of the Lord. We don't believe these worldly reports or these worldly things that may be going on, God, but we believe the reports of you, the reports of you, because we understand that you have the final say, the final say. So God, I just thank you. I thank you. I thank you for each and every one of us on this call this morning. I thank you for guiding our footsteps, giving us the directions we need to take in this present season, in this very season. Thank you for giving us the steps, downloading within our spirits what the next plan of attacks we need or plan of actions we need to take, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you for the divine instructions, not any old regular instructions, but the divine instructions that come from you, Lord, and give us the boldness in our spirits, whatever it is that you drop in our spirits, give us the boldness to execute in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We just give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. In Jesus' precious name, I pray. Amen and amen. All right, you all, go forth and conquer and have a blessed work week. And if you are wanting to be a part of the fast that we are starting on January 8th, I encourage you to definitely text the word FAST, F-A-S-T, text the word FAST to 201-357-3218. Again, text the word FAST to 201-357-3218, because we are gathering together to activate our faith as it regards to going forward in our careers, going forward in our business, and just life in general. And so I would love for you to join us so we can break the cycles and mindset of just tolerating our jobs or careers or just tolerating our businesses or just tolerating life, right? We want to live life and live life more abundantly. So you guys, I can't wait for you to join us. It's going to be really good. It's going to be really refreshing. We're going to come out victorious on the other side of this. Why? Because we are victorious by default, period. Because we're God's children. All right. So y'all have a wonderful and blessed work week. And I will catch you back up here next week.
Thank you for joining me in the Peculiar Palace for another episode of the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I pray this episode empowered and inspired you to go forth and conquer your career journey. So I'll catch you here next time.